Salvation is something that can only be given and received. I can't buy it. I can't bargain for it. I can't manufacture it. I'm only in a position to receive it, and to receive it on the giver's terms. We have two different pericopes in the scriptures today, one from Kings and one from St. Luke. The one from St. Luke, the lepers approach Jesus and they say, "Son of David, have pity on us. Enter into a relationship with us. Feel what we're feeling and the hurt that we bear." And the story ends by, "Stand up and go, your faith has saved you." It wasn't just a healing. It was more than a healing. In the story from Kings, it's a shame the bishops kind of truncated the reading. We only have the last part of the reading. If you want to know the whole story, when you go home, open your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 5 and read the whole chapter. And you're going to get the whole picture. Naaman was a very powerful man. He was a leader in the army of Aram, Damascus, Syria. And they did a sortie and they captured a little girl from Israel. And that little girl became a servant to Naaman's wife. And she told Naaman's wife, "You know, if Naaman would only go and present himself to the prophet in Israel, he'd be cleansed." Well, he goes to the king, and the king says, "Fine, go." So Naaman gets the stuff together, takes off for Israel. And when he gets to the king of Israel's palace, he brings these gifts from the king of Aram to the king of Israel. And so now the king's thinking that, oh, sure, this guy is going to pick a fight with me. And so he just rips his garments and says, go to the prophet. And so he's all agitated now. And Naaman goes to Elisha. And Elisha's very calm about the whole thing and says, "Okay, fine. Well, go dip in the Jordan 7 times. Naaman says, "I'm not going in that muddy cesspool. Forget about it. That's a bunch of dirty water. Back in Damascus, I've got rivers that are clean and fresh." And he's arguing about doing the stuff that's going to cleanse him. And his servant says, "What if he had told you to do something grandiose? Would you have done it? Just go and do it." So, in a huff, Naaman goes and he dips himself 7 times into the Jordan. And he comes out fresh as a baby. And that's where our reading picks it up. But it misses all that journey, that personal journey that Naaman goes through to get to the point of being able to accept the gift. And when he accepts the gift, now he wants to show his gratitude, as did the one leper. And he brings a gift to Elisha, who says, "I'm not taking that. I didn't do anything to you. This gift doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the one who healed you, which is none other than the Lord." So then Naaman says, "Okay, I get it finally. I get it. Can I have some dirt from Israel so when I offer sacrifice, I offer it only to the one who healed me?" It's a long spiritual journey, and it pretty much can include every single one of us. Think of how long your spiritual journey has been in life. Mine's been 73 years. And I can hear my mother saying, "But you're going to keep doing it until you get it right. So you're not done yet." You know, but every day, every hour, every experience, someone who's saved recognizes the hand of God in all of that. God's signature is all over our lives. And the adequate response to that is to give this life over to God. And let the Lord lead. Let the Lord show the path, as he did with Naaman, and as he did with the leper. It's a very simple process. It's just not, we don't always like to give up our free will. We'd rather do it our way. That's not always the best way. So take a lesson from Naaman and a lesson from the leper and let the Lord lead you. Just follow. You don't have to be in charge. In fact, some days I don't even want to be in charge. Maybe that's the case with you as well. Just listen to the word. Speak the word. Live the word. And you'll be a blessing, not only to yourself, but to everybody around you.